What's up, Rise Up, and how you doing? I'm Coy Wire. Welcome to another Summer Friday episode of the Best 10 Minutes in News, where we catch you up on the week's biggest stories faster than ice cream melting on a sidewalk in July. We begin today with an update on the conflict in Iran and the surrounding regions. You may remember that memorandum of understanding that was signed by the U.S. and Iran a little less than a month ago. Well, at the NATO summit in Turkey this week, U.S. President Donald Trump says that that agreement is over, and the two nations have traded a barrage of new strikes that started this past Tuesday. President Trump has now reimposed sanctions on Iranian oil sales, a reversal of a key concession that was part of the latest ceasefire. And in that key body of water we've been telling you about, the Strait of Hormuz, CNN's Pamela Brown got a chance to board the USS Abraham Lincoln and talk to the officials in charge of how to respond in the Arabian Sea as the U.S. weighs up its next move against Iran.
This is one of two aircraft carriers in the region, and you see behind me what's called the bridge, the flight tower. This is where all the shots are called. And you see the planes. Here they are on this deck. There's F-35s, F-18s, Growlers, E-2s. All of them play certain roles in the conflict. Now, what we know for sure, per a U.S. official I spoke to, is that there will be defensive missions happening on the USS Abraham. And in fact, there has already been a shift in operational plans in the wake of the Iranian attacks on those vessels. This ship left port early yesterday so that it could be out here at sea and ready to go in case orders are given.
Now to an unforgettable week at the World Cup, where the drama has been thicker than goalie gloves. After nearly a month of historic moments and thrilling finishes, the final four are almost set. France took down Morocco yesterday to clinch their third straight semifinal appearance. Kylian Mbappe and company have their eyes on a possible 2022 blockbuster World Cup final rematch with defending champs Argentina. Allez les Bleus! They will face the winner of Spain and Belgium, who play today for a trip to this year's final. Norway, England, Switzerland, and Argentina will take on the field tomorrow to round out the final two spots. And the U.S. men's national team saw their World Cup dream end in Seattle on Monday after a 4-1 loss to Belgium. The game averaged 30 million viewers on Fox, becoming the most watched soccer telecast in U.S. history. Pop quiz, hotshot, which animals sleep standing up? Horses, elephants, giraffes, flamingos. Standing ovation if you said all of the above. These animals catch Z's on their feet by locking parts of their legs in place, kind of like putting their bodies on airplane mode. It's nature's way of helping them make a quick getaway if danger comes running.
I got 5 hours of sleep last night.
Last night, this is not normal. I got about 6.5 hours of sleep.
Last night, I slept 4 hours.
I got 5 hours, 45 minutes of sleep last night.
I got about 5 hours of sleep. Usually, I try to shoot for 7 to 8.
It seems like most people are not getting 8 hours of sleep. We've got a wide range of answers today. I am on a mission to find out if that's really what we need to do. And I'm bringing in a special guest, Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How are you?
Didn't miss this discussion.
Oh man, you are the man I need to speak to. So why 8 hours? Is this the optimal amount?
So, you know, like most things in life, it's an average.
The average is a range between 6 and 10 hours for most adults. The thing is, for kids, it's actually even more than that. 9 to 12 hours for elementary school kids, and teenagers back to sort of 8 to 10 hours.
Take us inside of our brains. What happens while we sleep?
Sleep is actually a really fascinating time for the brain. It's kind of interesting because people think it's just at rest. It's actually really active, and there's several stages of sleep. Stage one, you spend about 5% of your time in stage one. That's the lightest sleep, just sort of drifting off to sleep. Then stage two, a little bit deeper. About 45% of your sleep is stage two. And there's stage three, which is the most restful, about 25%. And then there's this really interesting stage. It's called REM, rapid eye movements. Literally, your eyes are moving behind your eyelids, and that's when you're dreaming. Mm. And you cycle over and over again through these stages of sleep, about 90 minutes or so for all the stages. The other thing your brain is doing is clearing out waste from all the work that's done during the day. And I think most importantly for students, that's the time you take memories and experiences from your day and you put them in the long-term memory stores so you can remember these months, years down the road.
So how do I know if I've gotten enough sleep for me, for my body?
So most people generally know because you are probably a little bit grumpier. than you normally are. You're always cheery though, aren't you? I've never seen you grumpy. You know, you feel tired. I think one of the biggest tests, someone told me this years ago, is if you put yourself in a darkened room in a comfortable chair and right away you fall asleep within a couple of minutes, that's a pretty sure sign that you're sleep deprived.
So give your boy some tips and all of us on getting great sleep.
So you're an athlete, probably working out too close to when you go to bed. It's probably going to keep you up.
Uh-huh.
You're sort of stimulating the body. Caffeine stimulates the body. So in the morning, good idea. But later on in the afternoon, that's probably going to keep you up. Screens, the blue light alone is something that's going to keep you up.
It just kind of like wakes your brain up.
Kind of wakes your brain up. Yeah, it's like, hey, time to wake up. Time to actually do something. I think the biggest thing is the idea of sleeping around the same time and waking up at the same time every day. It's like you're confusing your brain. If you go to bed 2 hours earlier or 2 hours later and your brain's like, wait a second, is it time to sleep or is it not time to sleep? I'm not sure. If you get into a consistent pattern of whatever time, so let's say 11 to 7 every day, you're likely to get good sleep. Your brain's not confused and you can stick with that pattern.
Is that connected to that circadian rhythm?
That's
we always
exactly
talk about
what it is. And your circadian rhythm can get sort of messed up very quickly. You see that when you travel to LA or, you know, any kind of jet lag. You can essentially put yourself in a jet lag right at home by confusing your brain like that all the time. If you do nothing else, we'll get rid of the screens for sure, but after that, go to bed at the same time, wake up at the same time.
You know my tip for great sleep? Hang out with people who just put you at ease. And for me, you're one of those people,
Doc. Sleep?
You're the best.
Just sleep?
Okay. You're the best.
I'm not sure it's good that I put you to sleep.
What does it mean if I always have a recurring dream about having a pizza party with unicorns?
I think you gotta get rid of this guy. I think this is what he's doing it to you. He's whispering in your ear.
This summer has been hotter than a jalapeno in a sauna. And speaking of spicy situations, wait till you see this surreal scene that really dialed up the heat in Ohio. A truck hauling thousands of pounds of Frank's Red Hot Sauce spraying a leak near Columbus, Ohio, turning one stretch of the highway into what looked like the world's biggest order of buffalo wings. I guess that stuff really does go on everything. Officials raced in to contain the crimson catastrophe. Environmental officials determined the spill wasn't toxic, but because it's highly acidic, crews had to keep the sauce from flowing into nearby storm drains. No word on how they cleaned it up, but there's a chance someone out there was probably asking, got any ranch dressing? Maybe even some Pepto-Bismol. Now to a slam dunk thrift store haul you simply have to see to believe. A teenager in Portland named Quinn Brown was sifting through piles of clothing at his local Goodwill when he spotted a piece of sports history.
Threw it right in front of me, immediately grabbed it, and one of the best moments of my life.
Turns out the yellow and purple jacket that caught his eye was an authentic warm-up jacket worn by none other than Basketball Hall of Famer Wilt Chamberlain, who still holds about six dozen NBA records. And get this, Quinn was able to buy it for just $3.07. After posting pics online, he caught the eye of luxury auction house Sotheby's, who professionally authenticated this amazing piece of memorabilia.
Saw the text, and he said, your jacket has been matched to the 1972 NBA Finals. And I had known the NBA Finals jersey sold for $4.9 million. So that's the jersey he wore under my jacket.
Now, if you want to own this piece of basketball history, you are in luck. It's currently up for auction, but be warned, this price tag could be higher than Wilt's scoring records. It's estimated it could fetch up to $250,000. This week's story is getting a 10 out of 10. You. As we do on every 10th in a month, we are highlighting some of our viewers' top moments of the year so far. Drum roll, please. Literally, we're starting off with Elliot, who got this slamming electronic drum kit for his 12th birthday. Happy belated birthday, Elliot. I was going to tell you a drum joke here, but to be honest, the punchline was a little off. Up next, Miss Maury and friends at St. Teresa Regional School in Runnymede, New Jersey. Eighth grade class there ran a lemonade stand every day after school and raised $650 for childhood cancer research. This was their school's largest service project yet, and holy moly, this was one refreshingly sweet story. You all are the zest. Well, the students in the next 10 out of 10 moment dug deep. JFK Middle School in Northampton, Massachusetts organized a walkathon to raise over $14,000 for the organization Water for South Sudan. And these are the pictures of actual water wells that were built in a local community who now have access to clean water. Truly amazing work. Thank you for reminding us that no matter how far away you are, you can make an impact. That's all for this month's 10 out of 10. If you want to be featured in August edition, send us your dubs, your victories, your yes, I did it, and your goals all to CNN10@CNN.com. Go make today awesome. Make someone smile. Help someone who needs it because kindness is contagious. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. We'll see you next time. I'm Coy Wire, and we are CNN 10.